Welcome to this podcast for Exploring Anatomy, the Human Abdomen. This podcast is going to outline the pancreas and spleen. So the pancreas is a leaf-shaped accessory digestive organ that is retroperitoneal and positioned transversely within the abdominal cavity at roughly the level of the first lumbar vertebra. It is posterior to the stomach and has the spleen to its left and duodenum to the right, and emerging from its anterior surface is the root of the transverse mesocolon. It forms the posterior wall of the superior recess of the lesser sac. Functionally, the pancreas is composed of both exocrine and endocrine parts. Its exocrine secretions are the pancreatic juices, which are made in the acinar cells and emptied into the duodenum via the pancreatic ducts. Its endocrine secretions are of glucagon and insulin that are made in the islets of Langerhans, and these are released directly into the bloodstream. The pancreas itself can be divided into four parts: a head, neck, body, and tail. The head of the pancreas is the larger, most expanded part of the gland, and it fills the concavity of the C-shaped duodenum, attaching to its descending and horizontal parts. Projecting slightly inframedially from the head is the uncinate process, and this part extends medially along the horizontal part of the duodenum, and is positioned posterior to the superior mesenteric vessels. The neck of the pancreas is positioned in front of these vessels and is directly behind the pyloric sphincter. The body extends to the left, it passes over the aorta and joins the neck to the tail. And the tail is the final part of the pancreas. It sits anterior to the left kidney and is the most mobile part. It runs within the splenorenal ligament towards the hilum of the spleen. Running through the pancreas from left to right is the main pancreatic duct. As it passes through the gland, it drains the various lobules that are producing the pancreatic juice. As it approaches the head, it actually descends inferiorly and unites with the bile duct to form the hepatopancreatic ampulla, and this is at the wall of the descending part of the duodenum. This ampulla is surrounded by a layer of smooth muscle which forms the hepatopancreatic sphincter, and this is under autonomic control. Pancreatic juice can enter the duodenum at the summit of the major duodenal papilla, and this papilla is observed on the inside surface of the duodenum. Commonly, there is also a minor pancreatic duct. This branches off the major pancreatic duct and drains the upper portion of the head of the pancreas. It travels superiorly through the head and opens into the duodenum at the summit of the minor duodenal papilla. This minor papilla is slightly superior to the major duodenal papilla. The blood supply to the pancreas is via the splenic artery and also the pancreatico-duodenal arteries, which come from either the celiac trunk or the superior mesenteric arteries. So the body and tail of the pancreas are supplied by the greater and dorsal pancreatic arteries, and these branch off the splenic as the splenic runs along the upper border of the pancreas to the spleen. The head and uncinate process of the pancreas are supplied by anterior and posterior superior pancreatico-duodenal arteries and anterior and posterior inferior pancreatico-duodenal arteries. The superior pancreatico-duodenal artery is a branch of the gastroduodenal. This itself comes from the celiac trunk, whilst the inferior pancreatico-duodenal artery comes from the superior mesenteric artery. The venous drainage of the pancreas mirrors that of the arteries, and it drains into the hepatic portal vein. So let's just finish the podcast with the spleen. So the spleen is a soft, reddish, fist-sized organ that is positioned in the left hypochondrium. It's sitting against the 9th, 10th and 11th ribs, with the 10th ribs running down its axis. It is made up of a mass of delicate lymphoid tissue, and it participates in the body's immune response by producing lymphocytes, and it's also involved in filtering dead red blood cells. The surface of the spleen is characterized by a smooth diaphragmatic surface that is convex, and this also sits against the diaphragm. It has a sharp anterior and superior border, which usually contains some indentations, with a rounded posterior and inferior border. On the visceral surface of the spleen, there are three shallow depressions, And these depressions are where the colon, the stomach, and the kidney sit against the spleen. So you have a gastric area where the stomach is sitting against the spleen. You have a colic area where the splenic flexure of the transverse and descending colon sit against the spleen. And you also have a renal area where the superior pole of the left kidney sits against the spleen. The spleen is completely covered by peritoneum except at its hilum, and is in contact with the stomach via the gastrosplenic ligament, and the kidney via the lino or spleno-renal ligament. The splenic artery enters the spleen at its hilum and is the largest branch to come from the celiac trunk. It takes a characteristically tortuous course along the superior of the pancreas to pass between the two layers of the gastrosplenic ligament. The tail of the pancreas is also sometimes within this ligament. The spleen is drained by the splenic vein, which travels alongside the splenic artery across the posterior abdominal wall to form the hepatic portal vein when it unites with the superior mesenteric vein. So with that description of the spleen, I'll finish the podcast.